Ian's going, what the fuck, in the chat line? What's wrong, Ian? You can speak. Your line's open. Don't know why we can't hear from you.
Wide open. Why can't you hear? That's not talk right, eh?
Sorry about that. Apologize. All right, Carolyn, are you ready to go to work?
No.
Oh, Carolyn's not. So you people can have at Ion while we get Carolyn ready for the Inquisition by professionals. You amateurs, have at Ion.
Well, this is before the Vestal Goodman hour, then, we're sure.
Well, I couldn't get that song. Is it an old one, Holy Hills? I can go back and find that, but I put the link in, and we said nothing
there. How about Too Near Home?
Okay, well, can you send it to me like you always do? Just email it to me. I'll click on it.
Lord Suffering Cat.
I don't get paid. I don't care. I don't get paid for this. It's pure charity.
On our part, for sure.
I have a question, maybe, while we're waiting for the music. Ian,
go ahead.
Carrie Cassidy get targeted because she's reporting the secret news or whatever? She sent out an article saying that there were targeted hits on alternative journalists. So was she targeted and hit in the head, she thinks, with something that made one side of her face go all numb, or is this just...
She's just a victim.
She chooses the victim.
She's a victim of me.
She's a victim of Bob?
Yep. Of ignoring me. All women ignore me.
Then you're in
trouble from here on in.
Then you're in box.
Okay, thank you. So what was her name? Carrie. I got to write the notes here.
Carrie. Project
right.
Camelot.
Oh, yeah, we know her well. She's ignored us completely for decades.
Yeah.
And then we go over to the messages. There it is. Thank you. Our dose of Vestal. Here goes. Do not own the rights to this song. I don't own any rights to any of the songs I'm playing. Okay, I'm here to bring out the worst in all of you. The worst in all of you is here. What we do on Saturday, we don't try to bring out the best in you. We bring out the worst. And so you guys, you amateurs, have got a few moments to ask some questions of Ian before the professionals are brought in. Go ahead, whoever can jump in first. Here comes Rob.
I want to know what happened to the Communicate. Besides the exchange of words, what's going on when we engage with somebody?
11.
New codes. 11 thunder, 11 tarot card. What's the reference there, Ryan? Just 11?
The answer is 11.
Well, but your question, Roxy, was what is the relationship? A relationship in general is what you're asking, Roxy?
No, what happens besides the exchange of words when we communicate with somebody?
Ah, that's 11 happens. Is that a frequency ion?
No.
Not a frequency when you communicate with somebody. Is it a blocking and merging? 11 heaven? 7-11? Give us a direction.
Close. Does it change from unleavened to leavened because you add yeast?
That's a good one. Is that it? You add
no,
yeast?
No, it's the interval.
Oh, that's true. And 1-1. That's two gods, Roxy. 1-1. Two whole units. 1-1. Symbolically.
5 and 6.
What happens when two people communicate? Is that what you're asking, Roxy?
Yes, besides the words change what's happening.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question, Mary. Come on, Ion. Should we bring Carolyn in to make loosen Ion up? What do you think, Carolyn? Can you help us get what 11 means?
I like the leavened and unleavened aspect because maybe you have to percolate a bit for communication. It's not going to be just the same all the time. It's just going to be more of a frequency, a rotation, a spin.
Okay, so Ion's going to give another number to another question. We will be inflicted with numbers for the next while until Dr. Dean gets in there. But
as long as we're not afflicted with them.
Yeah, present a question to Ion about this topic. All right, Carolyn.
Don't afflict, just inflict.
Yeah, don't just up and leave, Carolyn.
When two people communicate, are those two people just communicating with the parts that are equal in them to each other? Ion?
Damn, Ion. Damn you, Ion. Did he get muted again? Did I actually? No, he's not muted.
In other words, do people communicate with each other on just the level where they are feel equality or have the same frequency? Because we talked about that before, Ion. I have voluminous words on the vibrational frequency between people that affects their communication.
If Dr. 11. Dean can't even...
But 11 again?
But 11 again?
But what about frequency? What about that, though, Ion?
What about that, though, frequency?
I know. But what about the frequency, though?
Yeah,
it's 11 frequency, but what about the frequency?
For example, what is happening in the hypothalamus when we talk with somebody?
11.
Well, there's 1 to 10, and then the cycle begins again. So is a new cycle started at 11?
Those are angles, 11.
Okay, angles communicate. There you have something, Roxy. Angles. Angles interact. Well, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ion is a million dodecahedron angles, so billions is zillions.
Angles
so.
As in the second letter of the acronym WASP?
No.
A, I mean?
No, you're way off there. You're
oh,
silly.
Oh, because I wasn't sure if you said bangles or angles.
Yeah. First letter is A.
No, those are bangles that you wear on your wrists.
Books
how many angles, Ion, how many angles are in?
11.
There are 11 angles in the number 11. Does that mean there are 11 ways that a person communicates with another person?
Yes, 11.
You also said something about the angels not wanting us to use mortal language.
That's a good point. And that, yes, we were looking at some notes, and when humans started to get into social communication, way back there, whenever that was, if it could have been, back when our grandkids didn't know us, the getting involved with mortar was one of the major angelic warnings. Now, one third of them said, oh, boy, they're going to get all lost in their media hypnosis and we'll be able to still be on top. That was one third of the angels. But two thirds were upset with us beginning our linguistic exchange on a collective level. That's what I was saying, referring to.
Would you say the Finnegan's Wake is sort of coming back to the babbling?
It can come back, but not babbling.
But isn't this exploration of words like...
Hadron's Gate.
That's in Britain, isn't it, Ion?
You don't say.
I did. I think I knew what I meant. I think I was right.
There's an awful lot of things written about the number 11 on the Internet. One of the things that it talks about is that it symbolizes disorder, chaos, and judgment in the Bible. And there's 11 kings that were offended by being told something about the truth or something in the Bible. So are you in any way referring to that meaning of 11, Ion?
Turn the chat back on.
Turn the chat back on? Well, that's... if only you communicate, Ion. We'll open it for you. Okay, Bill, open up the chat, please.
11.
Everybody else stay off the chat. Let Ion do a solo there.
Wee-hee.
Does 11 has to do with something like parallel worlds, because it's one and one, like parallel?
Hey, Cam.
Well, I told Bill, gave him the panic button, told him to turn the chat on.
Well, it's going to be a panic.
It's going to be a panic?
Chances are.
To talk right, do we have to engage in all these 11 types of communication?
No, just 11.
All right, the chat's on, Ion. Start typing. Waiting for Ion's first communicate. He writes the number 11.
Bob.
Yes.
Let me say one thing, point out. There are a 5 and a 6 in there. This used to be a very favorite number of Frank Zappa's. He would count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Think about the pentagram, Star of David. Star of David is 6-pointed. Pentagram is obviously 5-pointed. And I think it's between the 5 and the 6, or the 6 and 5, what I meant by interval. And I have no reference point from Ion's perspective. This is just...
Okay, Corbin, Ion just posted about 22 ones. So that's Zappa. That's Zappa taking off on the guitar solo. 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11. Sky Goddess says it's Centipede.
Do you remember I told you 11 always appeared to me, like for you 22?
Yes, and many people, Wendy, that happens to Wendy, to Shannon, everybody reports it's 11 showing up at people. That is a common synchronicity. Now I just posted 50 11s with a big smiley at the end of it.
Did you count them?
Yeah, I use my accuracy. Gene says language is time, language is myth, the mythic battle, a battle of clothing. No, Gene, don't use the word myth as like true or not. Sue out there in... The East Coast is after 11 comes 22? Question mark.
When we say 11, Ion, is there something like in the music when we hear it, something responds to the tonality? When we use the word 11, are we evoking something that's changing things?
He responds 11.
Even Stephen, 11 is 7.
Yeah, Garan says Ion gets his beer at the 7-Eleven. Ion writes 11 again. He's repeating himself.
Is the real communication at the cellular level, Ion?
Real communication there, Gene? You sure you want to use that word? We haven't determined what is real yet. Really, it's an ongoing drama of cognition.
I know. It is a good that's a good question, Bob. I don't want to say true. The most effective communication.
It was Ion talking, right? Ion's the most what?
the most effective communication at the cellular level?
The ionic, could be. And Wendy says 11 is a master number. Sufoto says it's yes. 11 equals yes. Ion repeats the number 11. Allison says 11 for ion is through the rhombic dodecahedron.
Has it got anything to do with L's ion?
He just keeps responding to everything by putting the number 11.
Elvin. It's very Elvin.
Elvis.
It's Elvis.
Elves. It was Elvis and Elf.
At least he knows these squealy billies, or what are they called?
And it's squeegee billies, yes.
I don't know what's the name of them.
Squid billies.
Squid billies.
Okay. Why do you bring them up? Do they say 11 a lot?
No, because he was entering me with those things all the time. At least now he changed to 11.
And you're still thinking you're the center of the universe here because you see 11 all the time. Roxy thinks, again, it's all about her.
Of course. In my world, it's all about you.
Your world. We're here to get out of our world. Get outside it. Tim says, Fibonacci sequence ion? Randy Knight says, doubles the power of number one, new beginnings in purity. Well, you're just talking about yourself, Randy. You can become a minister or something and go all highfalutin and religious. But Randy, you can go back to theater, Randy, for God's sake. Start acting. Yeah, that's cheap acting when you're a reverend. You just try to get an audience, Randy. There's a cheap way to get an audience. You force people to come to you because you make them afraid of death and you comfort them in their funerals. Look at B.B. King. He committed suicide. Another failure. Julie says, is this about B.B. King? Goran goes, no more. He goes, 010101 rather than 111111 going forward. Well, maybe that's the point, Goran. We're no longer trapped in the digital 0101 spinning our wheels. We are going forward.
Okay, that makes the most sense.
Or maybe we are freeing ourselves from this hypnosis from the mortar communication.
Yes. Well, that'd be hard to do on this show. You show you're free by engaging here on any level as long as you call in. We don't want listeners. If you're listening, you're stuck in mortar. If you're making, then you're up there with the squid billies.
Yes, because you activate other parts of your brain when you talk.
As a put-on.
Yeah. Just listening.
You saw that in the scientific report you were telling me about?
Yes, I mean, I see that we activate all parts of our brain during payday, like when we engage,
okay,
when
Roxy,
we listen. When...
You wanted to be a nun. You got Randy here going, ha, 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 just following my joy, Bob. You know, she wants to be a minister. Save her, Roxy. Tell her what it's like in the church. You went there. It threw you for a loop for 15 years. You were bitter, became a rock star, so pissed off because the nuns didn't treat you right. It wasn't what you thought.
Yes, it's an obsolete institution. It's not going to bring you to completion.
Yeah, Randy's just ignoring Bob knowledge. If you don't go for Bob knowledge, which is how to put on and talk right for the collectivity, you screw up and you go back to some robotic institution. We're very against that, Randy. You're not being an Ionette following your joy. Joy, it's filled with social mortar and cliches of what joy is. You have no idea what joy is. That's what you have to learn. That's the goal here, teach people how to have joy. Not embedded in social mortar. See my last two videos with Roxy that are now posted. Wonderful videos, including a manifesto or maybe just a new blurb for our purpose here.
We have a new channel.
Yes, McLuhan's novel. It's a new channel on YouTube. And somebody, Elijah, says the Squillybillies have been officially renamed, I guess by you, Roxy. She's an investor in the Squidbilly Enterprise, so she has a say as a shareholder. She will recommend they change their name to the Squillybillies. Wendy declares, joy finds me now, says Wendy. Yeah, you don't need to follow your path of joy there, Randy. You just let it show up. Randy, you'll never work in this town again if you become a minister. I tell you, this is a serious mistake you're making, Randy. Jean's laughing. She probably encouraged Randy or took the sympathetic view.
Well, no. Bring me up to speed, Bob. Randy's going to become a minister?
Yeah, I don't know how I found out.
Just for Reverend Stang or what?
No, I think a regular minister. She announced it somewhere. And much unhappiness in Mudville ensued that Randy had gone. I mean, she failed in her acting class, I guess, and decided, well, she learned a few tricks, but not enough to make it in some movies or TV shows. She's going to say, well, I can do it at the local church.
She really wants to become a rhapsode.
A rhapsode, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Randy's laughing, but she does say, it's not Roman Catholic. What I am doing would be considered heresy. Oh, she's joining a lesbian church. That's what she's doing, one of these lesbian LGB churches.
A lesbian Roman Catholic church?
Oh. No, a lesbian heresy, or not. Randy's only a lesbian tentatively. It's a probe. She told me that in Maryland. It's a probe. She's basically a raving bisexual, you know, quadrisexual, but she thought she'd just see what's it like to do women by themselves.
Well, I think that, don't you? The Roman Catholic Church needs a lesbian priest, don't you think? It's about time.
They do. Most of them are. Roxy was a lesbian when she went to the nunnery when she was 14. That's why she went there.
Every movie's better by at least one lesbian sex scene.
And Randy says, you guys are cracking me up. Well, Humpty Dumpty didn't work out to him. Don't get too cracked up.
No, but what do I do when you engage in a
musical? He was so high when he fell.
I mean,
he was
all
high.
All nuns are supposed to marry Jesus, but we marry non-physicals. So we are beyond lesbians. We are.
Who are you speaking for, Roxy, when you say we?
We all that engage Ion.
Yeah, Roxy, chief of staff, she can say we.
Bob, you're engaged?
No. Just to put on there, Ion, I died a long time ago. I'm not even hanging around for my friends anymore. I'm just pure probe, 24/7.
So, Ion, Bob said that this 111 business could be that you're saying that the digital programming of the 010101, now you've obfuscated that, got rid of the zero, and it's all about one, which is us. Is that correct?
No.
That's a nice try.
Yeah, I told you, Carol, I took a guess. I'm sinking with
Ion. At least I'm trying.
Yeah, we can't fault you, but, you know, take it like a girl and take it like a woman shopping in a store.
Do all ones mean yes, 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 and there's no no's? If zero is no and one is yes, is
no.
All yeses now? No.
Does repeating the number 11 activate something?
Maybe.
If it does, I'd like to know what it is.
Yeah, doesn't this just remind you of a good old series of What's My Line with Kitty Carlisle, you know, trying to figure it all out. And the answer is 11. The answer is 11. Now figure out the question.
What's one and one?
11.
When we see the number 11, is it a marker in time? Is it a marker for us? Is there something significant?
Nice if there was only time, but I guess you marvelous ones create
time. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, yeah.
Well, that was nice. Okay, let's go to the beach.
I want to know what happens when you talk to us.
You mean what's the exchange frequency, Roxy?
For example, being activated or what's happening in our brain or...
Yeah, and us.
What's the difference between engaging a person, human, and engaging non-physical? Is there a difference?
Yeah, answer those. Those are good questions, Ion.
They're excellent. 11.
Let's get Ion back on the Bible or talking about the ISL. He'll change his tune. When you get him on his topic, he ain't going to say 11. So... I think, Karen, we will take over.
Well, just one more thing. When you're saying 11 ion, do you mean the written word 11 or 1-1?
Is there a difference?
Yeah, when I look at them as their type, they look different.
Well, maybe Brian's got something to say. You got something, Brian? Can you get us out of this cul-de-sac?
I didn't know you was in a cul-de-sac. I got to order a Drops and Remag and something called Remite. What the hell is Remite?
That's Relight. Renamed because Relight was bought out by somebody.
Oh, somebody already had dibs on the Relight,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they reactivated their trademark. We were getting way too big for them.
They drove a truck over, Carolyn, one day on the Pielani Highway, and Carolyn bounced back and took the message like a woman in a store and changed the applications. So we're all cool again. But
yes,
he did get run over. It definitely was a mafia kind of hit job they did on Carolyn.
I did not.
She doesn't even remember it.
How's the cold plate going in the third world countries? Is it going like
fire? It ain't in no third world country. It ain't out there.
Oh. Unless you consider America a third world country.
Not we're saying it's in America, Carolyn, but, you know, just in case. It's not. Don't think it's out in the third world.
The way I hear tell it, yeah, America has taken a third world country status.
Yeah, most countries in Europe agree with that.
I would say it probably ain't limited to
Y'all better spend them goddamn euros is what you better do.
Is that peaches?
Oh, that's custards. Boy, sweet as custard.
Let's talk about some redshift. Don't all stars have redshift? I remember in Relight we was talking about you know, like a dwarf star maybe in the solar system. And
right.
We was talking about red ship moves away, it's moving away, blue ship is moving towards you, but I come across the stuff saying that's a bunch of crap. The red ship is just something going on with the photons, being broken apart into electrons, positrons, and the light is being bent. And because the light is being bent, instead of going in a straight line, it produces a red ship. I believe they call it a dipole red ship.
What do you say to that, Brian? 11?
11.
Now, he just 11. Posted 11, Brian, and he put a laughing, manic laughing icon beside it. Ion is pulling your yank. Yanking your chain there, people. Fake people.
What do you mean? Like the whole thing's a big fucking charade or what?
Yeah, that's right. The whole thing, the big fucking joke.
Yeah, you didn't name it Dupes and Non-Physical for nothing, did you, Bob?
No, that's true, Brian. Very good, Brian. That's why Brian never goes there. So Ian then put the spy icon beside 11. I think he's going to go through each icon. Kyle says 11 triggers our DNA to remember we live in holographic universe. We don't live in a holographic universe, Kyle. Come on. You're just taking up the latest social mortar metaphor for bullshit. Jeez. I mean, people fall for it.
It's bullshit. Cotton Eye Joe.
Does 11 refer to the 11th ring in the angel diagram?
Certainly could.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you remember what's in ring 11, Bob?
Valence and the balance. Balance, valence, something like that.
No, that's 12 and 13. 13. Those many numbers, Carolyn. I think it's look up Sasha's email.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, I just sent Sasha's notes on that the other day to her.
Okay, I got it. Ring 11.
It's many numbers? What do they call it?
Seven crown jewels, medieval iconography for secret societies.
Secret empires. Okay.
Oh, that's
so
all the
secret
symbols.
Empire
the
talk. Ion's getting at the collapse of the empires today. They're all going down after the great May 29th anniversary yesterday. May 29th, May Brussels' birthday, Bob Hope's birthday, John Kennedy, President Kennedy's birthday, John Hinckley, who shot Reagan's birthday, and the day Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest. And the day I toppled Robert Anton Wilson in 1993 on KPFK, May 29th. I think Heinz registering the incredible breakthrough.
2-9 is 11.
That's right. 2-9 is 11. Ooh, I think I hit it. Well, what's the year? This is 2015, Carolyn. That's 2-1-3-5 is 8, and 8's only 3 digits away from 11. That's closer than 7.
And not
2-1.
And 4-3-8 and 7-8-9.
And May is the 5th month, and 8 and 5 are 13.
Cinco de Mayo.
And 11 is 24.
And 30 and 30
and
is 2 and 9 and 8. It's in your inbox.
And this, Hey, Ian, this is our 11th anniversary of being in Maui. June 1st, 2nd or so, we flew to Maui 11 years ago. That's what's going on, Council, the 11th anniversary.
Bob, we've only been here 7 years.
What's the difference? 7, 11? You see it confused all the time. That works.
Okay, so there's only two sentences under Ring 11. The seven crown jewels, bracket, medieval iconography for secret societies, bracket, and then loops with Ring 4-7 thunders. So it loops back to Ring 4.
Oh, and what's that one? Is that that's the beasts? Which one is that? Not the winds.
That's Zabat, H-I-V-Z. The seven letters representing the seven thunders, the seven crown jewels, medieval politics.
No, that's 11. Just
no,
go to
Ring 4 is what I'm saying. Zabathiv-Z. Seven letters represent the seven thunders. Seven crown jewels, new heart, new body, no mind, new name.
And 7 and 4 is 11. No, it has nothing to do with it. It's 11 and 4.
No, it's not. It's 11. Not.
11 take away 4 is 7, which gets you into the center of the rings.
So, yeah, everybody should be getting the Revelation series to know what we're talking about here.
I think this is more composing. I think Ian's composing along the lines that Roxy's looking for. This is verbal composition. It's electronic music, verbally. It's ticky-ticky-ticky-ticky-ticky. 1-1-1-1-1, ticky-ticky-ticky-ticky-ticky-ticky. That's what they do on their iPads. They make digital music, and it sounds like that.
Yeah, you played one of those songs tonight.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, kind of a techno music.
Synesthesia?
Don't know, but it was very tick.
Yeah, that was donated
Timber.
By Roxy. Yeah, Timber. That was a big one. Ian, we have important stuff to do. Can we move to that level? Cut out the manipulymphatic interplay?
In your inbox.
Oh, there it is, Timber. Okay.
And then we can.
Okay.
It's going down.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget. Face down, booty up. Timber. That's the way we like the wood. Timber. I'm sicker than an oil.
was yummy. That was yummy.
Not
okay, y'all, we had to go to work. We got to go to work. So let's go.
All righty, then.
Ion, did you like the imagery in that video?
I didn't think it fit at all.
The imagery was the song. That was what it was.
Well, you're talking about synesthesia? I mean, the sound was the sound, and the video was the video.
The visual was to put you into a place. The words were to tell you something. There's a difference.
And do you like the effectiveness of it? Do you consider it effective?
It was perfect.
All right, very good. So I muted everybody, Carolyn.
Uh-oh.
Including us,
hey.
Especially us. Especially us, we're the most muted of all.
That was a mistake, Ion. What we're doing here is part three of our series on the heart and the hypothalamus, or whatever other themes come as a result of it. We've done two previous weeks, the last 2 weeks, which Ed posted on 9andbob.com, and it's under the topic the heart and hypothalamus, H-Y-P-O-T-H-A-L-A-M-U-S.
Ion, what kingdom is the hypothalamus in?
Well, 11. It's in all the kingdoms. It's in all the kingdoms. It's when you arrive, you have to do it from an endocrinology point of view.
Well, when you arrive, that means we should be in the middle kingdom when we arrive, correct?
We would not disagree.
So then, does us working with our hypothalamus effectively mean we've arrived and therefore the hypothalamus is in the middle kingdom?
Well, if the middle kingdom is homeostasis, okay. But
right.
See, if you're nervous in the service, then that may not apply. It may show up in the middle kingdom when you're in the lower kingdom, and then you're screwed.
But you said it was everywhere.
It's the link between those systems.
Okay.
And Bob, we'd like to say kingdoms, but we're trying to actually tell you something.
Okay,
right.
Carolyn, I'll add for definition. So when you say it's in between, it's a link in between, is that the tactile interval, or you wouldn't define tactility that way?
Glandular secretions of the stomach and the intestines.
He's trying to get at systems, Bob. He's trying to get at the hypothalamus. It's in the endocrinology world, and it's affecting
everything,
the glands and stomach and intestines.
Pituitary, when you get to the outer kingdom.
I guess, again, I'm kind of trapped in this thinking that we're merging the three kingdoms. So when do we separate ourselves into the three kingdoms, and when do we just be in our middle kingdom?
When you learn the difference between the GHRH and the GHIH.
Gonadotropin hormone releasing hormone or something like that?
Do. See, that's why she's the sharpest machete in the shed.
So what you're saying there, it's still about endocrinology and are you highlighting
prolactin?
Prolactin, right. That's another hormone.
Now, we're not tripping on the dopamine stuff. It's not about that. It's about the
mm-hmm.
balance between those levels in the kingdom. And there are 11
mm-hmm.
different fields in which you can gauge the accentuation of your hypothalamus. How very clever of you to get us back to that. Pretty wonderful.
That's wonderful. So that sounds like that's what your 11 is all about. Is it important or necessary for us to know those 11 fields?
If you have Cushing syndrome, probably.
But what you're getting at here, it sounds like, is for us to not just talk about hypothalamus and heart and how they kind of interrelate, but to realize the hypothalamus is so much more in that it is controlling the endocrine system, correct?
And you want to make sure that as you're ascending that your cortisol stays in check.
Yeah, because so many people these days, their cortisols are either too high or too low. Will you give me some information about how
adrenomedulla. Adrenomedulla.
Yes, the adrenal glands. So you pay attention to the adrenal glands.
Not the cortex. See, they went at it all wrong. It's all backwards. And then what happens is when you're ascending, it sometimes hikes that partition up. Remember the covalent bonding?
Yes. Okay, so the adrenal medulla, let's go there. I mean, that has a lot to do with mineral balance. So let's see.
Minerals. Can we move to the mineral portion of this program? Get out of town. Wow, that's pretty exciting.
So then covalent would make sense, bonding would make sense in that the minerals are giving off electrons. Okay, so the adrenal medulla is located at the center of the gland, being surrounded by the adrenal cortex. It is the innermost part consisting of cells that secrete adrenaline and noradrenaline and a small amount of dopamine. It has irregularly shaped cells grouped around blood vessels connected with the sympathetic part of the autonomic nervous system. These adrenomedullary cells are modified postganglionic neurons. Look at that. You got neurons hidden down there. No wonder.
Don't tell them all that.
Wow. The adrenal medulla therefore affects available energy, heart rate, and metabolism. Yeah, you're right. It is very important.
Okay. It brings it all the way up to what they call the Goldilocks principle. Too much is bad, too little is bad. The body does this with just the right amount. And now here's the rub, just determining what's too little and what's not.
So let's just do the cortex so we catch everybody up. The cortex, which is on the perimeter of the adrenal gland, mediates the stress response through the production of mineral corticoids and glucocorticoids, including aldosterone and cortisol. It is also a secondary site of androgen synthesis, which is estrogen, testosterone stuff. Recently, data suggests that the adrenal corticoid cells under pathologic as well as physiologic conditions show neuroendocrine properties. Neuroendocrine, okay. So they have a nerve association.
And a non-functioning pituitary edemas, too.
Yeah, the pituitary, well, through the hypothalamus, then to pituitary, stimulates the adrenal glands. And, okay, when you said people kind of forget the medulla and just focus on the cortex, well...
Do.
The medulla, I mean, that's the epinephrine, norepinephrine. That's, I talk about that all day and every day, but
I know, but nobody else, most people don't know what you're talking about. That's okay. They don't need to.
Yeah.
Here's the point. Okay. It's the inside part. The inside part that gets this connection. You're trying to bring everything back to this particular chromosome that might be more special than, say, any other chromosome that does the specific things that have to do with the lipids, the adrenals, lysine, and ascending spit.
So the ascending spit, are you saying that because we could measure the spit for what's in it and watch ascension, or is it something else?
Okay, yeah, that sounds like fun. See, we aren't trying to prove anything. We're just trying to give you some little touchstones to bring you on mm-hmm. the super highway of heaven. Kind of like timber.
I know. Yes. Look out. Yeah,
see, it does apply when they're standing in front of the bar and they're doing all the little things. You can have a little man doing that, and you can have a ascended man doing that, and the images that you see are those that mm-hmm. are and those that are becoming. That's what those issues, and as you said, they didn't apply. They do. We mm-hmm. just had to get you mm-hmm. to nail so they could apply. See, we don't do mechanical order. So for us in a pituitary, we wouldn't have to say that a gland would have to make you be something because you're not that thing anyway. So that gland can't mature you or slow you down or speed you up. To us, it doesn't. Now, that's the way you see it because that's the way they told you it is. We don't know who those damn superfluous theys are, but they talk a lot. So mm-hmm. they prescribe that you have to be this balance or you're not, or you're out mm-hmm. of sync. Well, we say it's mm-hmm. not quite like that. We say it's something that you apply toward, not to. Apply toward, not to. Because you don't want to be at the end of that conversation, you see.
Oh, I know. I have people all the time telling me that their doctors say their labs look abnormal and they're going to die and they feel just fine.
No. See, that's not what they're saying. What the doctor's saying is that if you'll be real still and do what I say, I'm going to kill you. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah. That's
it's Moira.
True.
It's Moira. It's Moira. I tell you, it's Moira. It's Moira.
Yep. Okay, so we are looking at our chromosome 14, our lipids, our adrenal medulla, lysine, and our ascending spit as we continue to ascend.
Do.
Is there more right here? This came out of the first question about where is the hypothalamus? It's everywhere, and it's working in this regard with the chromosome 14, lipids, adrenal, medulla, lysine, correct?
Yes, it's in each kingdom. You change kingdoms, so sometimes you obfuscate yourself from its application. See, I tell you this story about the first and second dorsal. When they start to build up and start to divide, they open and close. They're connected, but they're not like, what do you call when you fuse something together? Oh, yeah, you fuse something together.
Fuse.
It's not like that. Yeah, it's not like mm-hmm. that when you fuse them. It's not like you refused them or, yeah, maybe you did refuse the fusing. Maybe. Maybe. Oh, law, here's another product. Well, we've already said it now, so it'll be trademarked before the end of the show. Refused. Maybe the medicine refused. Refused. Y'all go on and trademark that one. That'll be good. Bob will buy it back from you. He buys everything. Don't worry about it. He ain't got him a big old thing. He'll buy your refused trademark. It'll be beautiful. You'll like that.
Okay, Carol. So when the visual anatomy shows the hypothalamus in the skull there, in the brain, that's a lie. It's limited to the visual. It is on a tonality level everywhere, right? It's not positioned in the brain.
Correct. Well, it is in the what you call the brain or a specific spot, but you keep shifting the position. You keep looking at it. It's like when you do a CAT scan and they do the slices, slice. Mm-hmm. That's how you find out where it's next to, but you can't ever see where it is. You can see what it's next to from the last picture to the next picture, but you can't see where it is. The CAT scan only tells you where it was. Okay? So when you're looking at it from that side, now all of a sudden it depends on which kingdom you're in, it's to which side of the CAT scan you're viewing the habeas from.
Hey, Carol, one of my favorite quotes from McLuhan is, objects are unobservable.
Yeah.
Only relationships among objects are observable. That's what I was just saying.
That are noticeable. You can see them, you just can't notice them. You can see them, but you can't notice them.
You see them, but you don't notice the effect. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
It's like we answer a question, and then you spend an hour trying to figure out what 11 means, when it was pretty obvious to us.
Well, you knew the answer.
Of course it was. You'd already found
okay.
it.
So now, you tap the first dorsal and the second dorsal. Are you aware of those dorsals? And they're connected but not fused. They are intermingled but not one. They're two dorsals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And their connection
is happening to me right now, Carolyn. Bob is going through the dorsal
split.
There
you go. There you go. Talking smack again. Every time we turn around, we get you all stirred up, washed up, primped up, wash your nasty hands, and you run in there talking filth just straight away. It's amazing. Go wash your hands and shh. Hold on.
I did. I did.
Tails. You're telling tails.
The pizza.
Jobs.
Excellent pizza, Carol. Excellent pizza.
Yeah, there's nice.
Dusted up my hands really bad.
Yeah. the oregano is amazing.
So the dorsals, you gave that little communique to Bob there. Moving on, we had this question. It probably doesn't mean much now, but is the heart the biggest breadcrumb for us to come back to?
Define your direction.
Okay, Karen, this is where we come to this question about the metaphor.
But what did Ian just say, Bob?
Define your direction, which is what I was wanting to do. Do you want to read out how we spell that out about the metaphor of the heart? Is it a symbol, biologically, of the ascended person? Because it's not connected to the body, generally. That was our question, right, Carol?
Yes, and I think
well,
the further defined...
Wait,
he's answering.
Yep.
What?
It's never connected. It's always disconnected.
Is that a symbol of the ascended position in relation to raw 3D reality?
Well, no. That's not the way to do it. It is it's not an ascended position. We just had to put the heart in a sack while you're a little man to protect you from it.
Ah, so what's emanating from it that makes it so threatening?
Mm.
You can't take it. Heart of the matter is a matter of the heart.
Is that like people couldn't take living water and bread of life 5 years ago, so we had to do the RNA drops? Is that kind of taking it? It's too intense? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, your environment would not allow your super sugars to stay in stasis yet. But it will now, Biggin.
After May Brussels' anniversary, May 29th?
Oh, Lord, suffering cats, yes. After May Brussels had a little gizgasm, everything will be all right now.
Is it because Bob and I are focused on rewrite now?
There are many delicious aspects that have already been achieved, but you won't let me go further, so we have to hold on.
You won't let them go further, Carol?
Right, we can't talk about it in public.
What is emanating from the heart? Is it part of the non-physical, or is it part of the ascension, which is not just non-physical, as a emanator?
Yes, the answer is that question. From both aspects, the answer would be yes. As you
Karen, that's why
both apply.
That's why ascended people don't need hearts, and you can pull them out and put them back in because they're just part of the non-physical side of the equation. They're not the whole deal. The ascended person is not limited to the non-physical.
And the heart, part of the heart, is just a belief system anyway. It's just become a meme.
Little man considers the heart reality pretty important. It controls people.
It's a belief system and a meme. That's what I said.
Well, are emotions belief systems?
No, emotions are meanies. Emotions are meanies.
Memes, okay.
Meanies.
No, it's me.
Yeah, me. That's what happens when people start to communicate. They create mortar. They create me.
That's what they do if they can't talk right, Bob.
And so the heart represents that ultimate communication.
It represents the separation of how you're so brilliant in your less than little man state that you protect your heart in a pig in a poke, a sack.
Pig in a poke.
In a sack.
So for me, Ian, it represents the fallen man, requires non-physical, and you have said that the physical and the physical merge when the non-physical is dispelled, that's your term, dispelled. And the heart represents the power, it's almost like the power of an angel very powerful for little men, but it is a default, and it can be obsolesced when you're ascended. Nice words?
Yummy ones.
Memorize what I just said, folks.
And next question, Ion, does the heart express the merging of the three kingdoms into the middle kingdom, or is that the hypothalamus?
Dorsal metatarsal artery.
The dorsal metatarsal artery on the foot?
Dude.
hey, Carolyn, that's Church of Subgenius doctrine. The gland in the foot is really important in the Church of Subgenius.
Yeah, the foot gland.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, how am I going to get around this? Okay, the dorsal metatarsal.
Let's call Reverend Stang and tell him we're... There's a meeting of dogma and doctrine here. Maybe he could help us.
Would I get anywhere by looking at the acupuncture meridians on the foot, Ion?
Dorsalis muscle. It's how it connects.
Right.
It's how it connects.
Wow.
That artery. It's a little gland. It's a little gland.
Yeah. Wow. Who knows?
It's where all the power.
The Church of Subgenius.
It's the great toe. It's the great toe. Worship the great toe.
Remember, Zappa named Dweezil after Gale's toe, which he named Dweezil.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a big deal out of the toe also.
Good grief.
Hallucis. Arterial dorsalis hallucis.
Yeah.
Yo, she likes Latin, so we had to give her a little Latin there again. Sometimes it's pig Latin, but that's okay. It comes across.
Right. Dorsal arterial. This is so cool.
Isn't this great, folks? You guys are witnessing the lab in action right here for all to hear, include Janet Yellen. Janet Yellen just tuned in.
Hi, Janie. How you doing, girl?
She's saying, she's signaling ESP.
She's saying,
I'm out of drops.
She says... No, she's saying I'm holding rates down for as long as I can, but they're fixing to go up. It's going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Y'all know when she raises the rates, only Bob's going to get interest.
Is my foot gland's working?
So can we move on from the foot gland, guys, into some more of the questions?
Okay, as long as the artery, you're getting to the artery side, as long as that's the case, okay.
Well, the foot, you know, that expresses a person moving forward. Is that a moving forward aspect of ascension and putting it all together?
Hey, Carolyn, for years, if I have contrast, I have a sore foot underneath in the arch. That's the gland, right, Ion?
Dorsal is on top of the arch.
It runs
on top. Of
it's on top. If
I'll
you
get
run
up
it
there,
down,
too.
On the, if you run it down the leg, kind of like it's the bone in the middle of the top of your leg, it runs all the way down the front next to the bone, and then crosses over the ankle into the top of the foot bone, where between your first toe, big toe, and the second toe, it's where it lines up. It's a straight line. That artery is the one we're referring to.
And it's the one that is associated with the merging of the three kingdoms into the middle kingdom.
An aspect of the heart in the first dorsal.
Is the middle kingdom in the first dorsal?
Yes. It's why yours is all fucked up.
Well, what kingdom am I focusing on that would cause a fuck-up?
The wrong kingdom.
Which one's that? That depend on me?
You're trying to explain. No way. No, yes, it would, but no. You're trying to catch everyone up to ascension. And so, therefore, you're too clever by half. You're trying to bring them up to where you are, which is an impossible fool's errand. And then it's either way, you're showing off that you're there or you're acknowledging that you're not there. Either way, it doesn't work. So it becomes a point where a delineation mark when that first and second dorsal, we don't want to say separates, but become more autonomously independent.
Autonomously. autonomously.
Let me clarify. That's what Rai did.
Clarify.
Create the original principality of superiority.
Clarify. This first and second dorsal, that's in the neck. That's the upper vertebrae. But we're also talking about the dorsal part of the foot. So
the artery of the foot.
Artery, yeah, the dorsal metatarsal artery. So are the neck dorsals and the metatarsal artery connected?
Yes.
In what way?
Hallelujahly.
Through the autonomic system? Not through the nerve endings? Like, is it you don't use the anatomy to see how they're connected? Is it connected on another level, maybe called the subtle bodies?
No. Don't call it that. Call it anything else.
Okay, well, how's it connected?
Bobbies. The regurgitated bobbies.
Hallucinatingly.
Yeah, I like hallelujah or the Latin that we quoted for Dr. Dean.
How are they connected, Carolyn?
Well, there's the hallux.
You mean through the hara? They're connected through the hara?
No, I mean hallux is Latin for the hind foot. It's a big toe, yeah. Person's big toe is a hallux, H-A-L-L-U-X.
Do.
It sounds like a deep yoga posture where you put your toes behind your neck.
Put your big toe in, you take your big toe out, put your big toe in, and you shake it all about. It must be all about the hokey pokey.
Well, Ian, you used to talk a lot about the hara. Is the hara connected to the hypothalamus?
No.
What would it be, its function in relation to the superhalamus, the hyperhalamus,
the
a different function?
It'd be the T-tier.
It's nothing.
The hara is nothing, Ion? You mean the teetotal?
T-tier.
Not regarding this conversation. It's a different conversation.
Okay.
Just blowing it off. Hara and hypo are not related.
That was a song I played, the Punch Brothers. I blew it off, Carol. That was one of the songs we played, wasn't it?
We know. It was painful for us, too, Bob.
So do we have enough about this? We can't forget that the dorsal metatarsal artery is related to the middle kingdom.
Well, is the ascended person in any particular kingdom, or they only have a middle kingdom?
If you're an amputee and you cut your foot off, if you're ascended, you grow another foot. If you're a little man, you remain one-legged.
As a result of the middle kingdom being the only kingdom left?
The middle kingdom that you're engaging. See, you can cut a foot off in any kingdom. Inner, outer, upper, over, middle, back, forth, everything a rabbit do to a stump. Or your positions thereof. So, if you're in Germany and you cut your foot off, you can go to the United States and it'll grow back.
Oh, the United States is an outer kingdom. So, what you're connecting with the outer kingdom?
Apparently. We're trying to make it so you can get it. We like it really great when you get it.
Well, are the kingdoms in the experience of a ascended person? No. Okay.
What does that question mean?
Well, it's 11. Another system. It's a model, Carolyn, the kingdom talk. Any of these systems or patterns that Ian lays out are for the little man to get a grip on reality.
That'd be funny if it wasn't so sad, wouldn't it?
So before you move on, the middle kingdom is related to the dorsal metatarsal artery and the first dorsal in the neck. So the middle kingdom is probably related to everything, correct, Ion?
Well, from a perspective, it would have to be, but it's only from a perspective.
But it's fascinating looking at the lens of these two things, and Bob is affected by them.
Bob is affected by them.
Anyway. I'm not affected by anything. I'll tell you this, though. That's why when you read Finnegan's Wake, you're always in the middle.
Affected. We didn't say affected. We said affected.
That's A. But, Carolyn, you're always in the middle when you're reading Finney's Wake. So that's a better way, because if you have linear prose, you're thrown to the inner kingdom or the outer kingdom. So Joyce was showing you best for a little man to remain in the middle kingdom. So he massages you with that approach in his book, just a side cultural point.
Okay, next question. The question we just asked about the heart being a breadcrumb and everything, I went on from there. We didn't even get an answer about the breadcrumb, but is the heart and people focusing on the heart, the fact that it's in a sack and everything.
We're being protected from it, Carol.
Yeah, we're being protected from it, but it's there as a reason for us having gone through the fall.
That's right. So, it's an expression of the power of non-physical, which is the solution to the fallen person.
Right. And it's gotten way mythologized as a Valentine instead of being our ascended self.
And that's why it's two layers. And that's why the pericardium becomes a double-layered sac from the inside and the outside, the covalent bonding, and what's another kind of bonding?
Ionic.
There are two layers in the heart, Carol.
Yeah.
Valence and valence. Valence and valence, remember, on that ring?
So that makes it separated from the body, and we've talked about that. But this trivialization and the valentinization of the heart, I'm asking medically, is that why there's so much heart disease these days? Because people just pay too much attention to it.
That's the point. That's why it's good it's trivialized, Carolyn. Holidays are manipian satires. They're satires on the group, because non-physical should be trivialized. Because if you focus on making a big deal out of your non-physical, you're going to be very frustrated. Non-physical in the heart happens naturally and it merges, so it's not necessary. So you could look at these pagan festivals like Valentine's Day as a trivialization of the Randy Knight world of trying to be a priest and making something sacred out of the non-physical.
He can be the high priestess of the church of, what was it, the first church of the last minute.
Okay, that's good, like that. And our next question, and this is going back 3 weeks now, do we require the heart for the ascension process?
No, for the process, you want it afterwards, when you get through.
Okay.
Well, no, that's interesting, Carolyn. In other words, what you have is perfect, but it's all mixed up in social mortar.
Right.
So the heart might have a role.
A little man's heart can get broken.
But an ascended person would enjoy the function of the heart.
It would never be broken. That's correct. They talk about when you go to heaven where hearts will never break.
Yeah, what was that? That was Living in this, Looking for a City? Wait, which song? That's a Vestal song, that line, isn't it?
It's in lots of things. Tears will never stain the streets of that city.
Okay, continuing on from the May 16th session, we're re-asking some things. You said, Ion, the fibers and serous parts are the same. They are one in the ascended man, those two bags, Bobs. So I'm asking, do you mean the fiber serous pericardium is one layer instead of two? And the answer is yes. Correct, Ion?
That is correct.
In the ascended.
I'll take astronomy for 200, Alex.
Question. Is an increased, what is AW, in the PC moving toward ascension? I forget my code.
Autonomic something? AW.
Is an increased AW in the pericardium moving toward ascension? Shoot.
Ryan,
you don't move towards ascension. You recall ascension.
You bring it back.
Yeah, you think it's going back. If you're going to make a direction, it's going back to the source. It's the only phrase you'll tolerate. If you're going to have direction, right, Ion?
Being precisely it.
Increased atomic weight.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Atomic weight.
So is an increased
not
atomic
mass,
weight in the pair?
Not mass mm-hmm. weight. Not mass weight.
What causes weight, Carolyn?
Atomic weight?
Yeah, so whatever weight yeah. is, or is that... what did he say?
Gravity.
What did he say, Kim? Oh, gravity causes weight. Okay. Is there gravity in the ascended continent? No, there's no gravity there, right, Iam?
No, there's not.
You know, gravity was greatly enhanced by literacy, McLuhan said. It was Newton discovered moon pull. Or levitation, as opposed to downpull. But everybody emphasizes the downpull part of gravity, not the levity part.
And we, in our new kingdom, new environment, have increased atomic weight and increased gravity. Correct, Ion?
Do.
In our new kingdom? What's our new kingdom?
The new environment, the AL2SO4.
Oh, okay. And Ian, you say there are no more little men. You said that a few months ago. That's technically speaking, they cannot be a little man in this environment. They get here by default. The emptying of the guff would have right. that effect. And that has happened. Was that caused by the riots in Cairo and on Rush Limbaugh's birthday, January 12th, actually it was January 25th, just being facetious, but is there a timing or is there a way of coordinating when that happened? Would you have to use the 4X formula?
Where the triangulation couldn't wait.
Ah, that's where triangulation comes in.
Mm-hmm. Next question. Are words the epitome of or a means to relax and allow?
Which words are you referring to, Carolyn? The word power, angelic talk, or social mortar?
Words as opposed to social mortar. The words mortar.
Sovereign means. Word power.
Yeah.
And you're asking what about it?
Are words a means to relax and allow? I guess what we were thinking there, Bob, was can we say words that help us relax and allow? But maybe it was something different. Actually, before that, we were talking.
You have to embrace them.
If you embrace them. Yeah. Before that, we were talking about the Higgs boson being based on tone or frequency. So then Ion said, you said you have to include it there even though it is delusional. Oh, gosh.
Okay, that brings up a question here, I think.
Okay.
So when I created the confusion around 11, you know, an hour ago, half an hour ago, and everybody jumped in trying to figure it out, was that a massage by tonalities that you set up, Ion? A frequency tonality mosh pit?
No. No.
Were you prefacing that we would get to the hypothalamus affecting 11 systems in the body?
At least.
So you were prefiguring the content that was coming up.
But of course.
Everybody was trying to match it as a symbolic meaning of something.
Yes.
It was a prediction of what's coming around the bend.
It was a prediction.
Yeah. See,
right.
We don't take it that way.
No, because we don't see the future. And Ion does this with songs and all the, you know, quite a bit. This is,
but people go for semantic meaning and purpose and morality and direction. That's what the symbol is. That's
right.
The mistake of the symbol. They take a symbolic response to an Ion probe.
And that's fine, too. It's fun. Next question. Is the eye cell a specific frequency capable of immense sculpting in this physical 3D world? Pretty hefty question, hey, Bob?
Well, it works. It works.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say, well, what is it? Maybe we don't look for a definition, you look for a prediction. It worked.
It works.
Yeah, but I'm saying it worked, past tense, if you're going back to the source. So I am saying, you asked if it massages us, sculptures 3D. And he's not going to define what he's doing, he just says what he's doing works. So you're forced to be like that with RNA drops. You can't define it, but people respond to the fact it works.
Pretty much, pretty much.
In a way, that's like efficient causality, Carolyn, rather than material causality, using Aristotle's terms. Rather than naming something with a social motor meaning, it's the efficiency of the function that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only experience that by doing it. Then you find out your relationship to it.
Right. It works. So when we're asking, is the cell a specific frequency? Is the eye cell a specific frequency ion? Or is it all frequencies?
Pre-frequency, pre-tonality.
Is the eye cell a specific frequency ion?
It depends. It depends. There you go. It depends.
Yeah, that's why definitions don't work, Carolyn, because it's two-way. You ask if ion is sculpting us. Well, we create an ion, so we're sculpting ion. See? Mm-hmm. If you always remember the two-way situation or mm-hmm. four-way,
right.
You don't get particular on which definition you're going to use.
And we just know that the eye cell is capable of immense sculpting, right, ion?
Or immense responding to us.
So it would be a which way then?
Which way? You see, Carolyn, RNA drops don't massage us. They allow us to receive it. No,
okay.
They don't even allow us. We allow ourselves. Is there a first cause in this situation? There isn't, is there, Ion? No first cause.
No. See, there's no time, so you can't even have a linear plant of cause,
right.
Causality.
Hmm.
Well, what questions are... valid. I mean, we're stumbling through definitions and directions and the six degrees of separation. Do you tolerate that dialogue? Because the answers are always going to be beyond that.
Yeah, we have to jump in somewhere. Otherwise, it would all become very ineffable, wouldn't it? That's why the music helps more than anything. Well, ineffable maybe, but then you say the wrong words and you get sideways, so... That's why music always works.
Well, you know, that's what Zappa said. Information is not knowledge. Knowledge is not wisdom. Wisdom is not truth. Truth is not beauty. Beauty is not love. Love is not something. And then he says, and the best is music. And music is the best. You would agree with that. I know it's difficult to let Zappa into your heart, but he did say that. He took all the archetypes and canceled them and said music is the best. Is there a certain kind of music you're going to emphasize, or all music works?
It's in your inbox.
Oh, we got to play a song?
Would you like us to play a song, Ion?
It would be a great example of what you're trying to achieve. It also
yes,
answers
it
your question, Dr. Dean, specifically.
Thank you. That's the end of the hard questions, and we have a whole bunch of other questions, Bob, on a different, well, they're all the same, all these questions.
Here comes the song.
If I could count the tears that have fallen, it would seem like an ocean to me. And I guess if my heart were a window that the whole wide world could look through, oh, the pain and scars you would see, sing, baby.
Tears will never stain the streets of that city.
Sing with us.
Of death on my mansion door.
looked into eyes with no pain. But I know a land where greed is a total stranger. And songs of joy are the only songs we're gonna sing.
Times. Bob, did you hear the words?
No.
You have to listen to the music. It was in the song, Bob.
I was listening.
I like the music. I know some people say it's kind of waily and sad and everything, but I really enjoyed it. I remember when we went to church with JW down in Atlanta. I was very moved in the church service hearing the music. So there is a movement that occurs with gospel music.
I initiated. I retrieved the gospel archetype in the hipsters back in the 80s on CKLN. I was playing gospel in the hipsters. They couldn't take it, but I was anticipating what was coming.